A lot of people stay up a little later on the weekends. I know I do. The U.S. Senate was up past midnight on Friday, working in a late session in which they passed two pieces of legislation. The first one had to do with funding the federal government. Senators approved that for the next 6 months, so that avoids the possibility of a government shutdown until early next year. That vote passed by a margin of 62 to 30. The other piece of legislation that the Senate approved this weekend passed by a vote of 90 to 1. This one was about the U.S. taking a tough position against Iran's controversial nuclear program and on taking steps to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons. The one senator who voted against the resolution compared it to the idea of declaring preemptive war.
See if you can ID me. I'm a program that's associated with the U.S. military. I'm offered at college, and I train students to become officers in the military. I'm ROTC, the Reserve Officer Training Corps.
You might have a junior ROTC at your high school. There are more than 1,000 ROTC programs at colleges and universities around the United States. Harvard University had one of the first Army ROTC programs in the United States. But back in 1971, the school dropped the ROTC. At the time, it was because of student protests against the Vietnam War. But later, Harvard said it was continuing the ban because of the military's don't ask, don't tell policy. That prevented gay and lesbian troops from serving openly in the U.S. military. Cadets could still study at Harvard, but they had to go to a different school to do their ROTC courses. Now, 41 years after Harvard banned ROTC from its campus, the program and its cadets are back and back in training.
Starting position, move.
We are doing PT training.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Bright and early, as you can see.
1, 2, 3, 7.
ROTC is one of the mechanisms we produce officers for the United States Army.
8.
This year, with the official agreement between the Department of Defense and Harvard.
Position of attention, move.
We now are able to conduct our PT right here officially on Harvard grounds.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This is our second Monday here. Just outside the Harvard Stadium.
Previously, we would do everything at MIT, so people just assumed that there was no ROTC for Harvard.
Come up, low call, move it.
I think the fact that it is back on the Harvard campus broadens the perspectives of many people in the area.
The nation's top institutions are again recognizing that military service is something which should be respected and which should be cherished and encouraged.
When I walk around in my uniform, several times I've been thanked for my service. And the funny thing about that is I'm not actually serving yet, but it's nice to know that there are people out there, you know, especially here in the Harvard community, that are still willing to thank us, even though just because they see us in uniform.
Yeah. To be back at Harvard, especially in that uniform, is a humbling experience for me and something I will cherish.